Okay, we're going to talk to Teresa Beth right now. We have an event coming up in the Racine area, and it's going to be held this Saturday, and it's a pool tournament. And I mean, we're talking billiard-type pools, right?
Correct.
Okay, we're not talking about swimming, okay, just so people know. And if you had a misspent youth playing pool or billiards, you're great for this tournament. And the best part is it's gonna support ALS. Give us a rundown where it's gonna be, the times, how to get into it. I actually, you said it's all sold out already to be in the tournament, right?
Yes. So the pool tournament portion of the event is already full, but you know we're still looking for people to come out and have a good time and participate in raffle baskets and 50-50 drawings and, you know, just come out and have a good time and have some drinks, listen to music, and raise some money.
I've never seriously played pool in my life. I've been on a pool table. I've taken a few, you know, shots. I'm not very good at it. But my father was good at it. And there are a lot of people that can really play pool and do a good job, put on a good show, too. How many pool tables do you gonna have? Is it just one or is there many?
We're going to have 8 pool tables.
Whoa, a lot of action going on. This is going to be like the movie The Hustler or
Paul Newman.
Oh, wow. That's going to be good. And the people that play, I assume, know what they're doing. It's not going to be like, not like me, who the cue ball leaves the table every time I hit it. Do you play pool at all?
I do not.
Okay. I thought you were going to say I do. I do not. Okay, now how do you?
No, my dad tried to teach me, and that didn't go well, so I was stuck with darts instead.
Oh, you're good at darts. Now, ALS, amyotrophic sclerosis is the name of the disease. Actually, amyotrophic sclerosis. A lot of people know it as Lou Gehrig's disease because he was a very famous baseball player for the New York Yankees who had it. And what made you choose ALS? Any particular reason?
Well, my dad actually passed away in 2021 from ALS, so that's the whole reason for the fundraiser and the tournament, because he passed away from that, so I wanted to do something in memory of him, and he was an avid pool player, so thought the two would go well together.
Yeah, and up until, you know, I guess Lou Gehrig came down with it, ALS, people didn't know what it was. And they still refer to it as that, but it's a debilitating disease. And it's and by the way, the scene where Lou Gehrig at the end of the movie, or Gary Cooper at the end of the movie, the Pride of the Yankees, leaves the Yankees. He played more consecutive games than any other baseball player in history, and he had to leave because he couldn't do the bases anymore. He couldn't hit. He couldn't see right anymore. And that's one of three movies I've cried at in my entire life. And I still do when I think about that last line where he says in the film, "Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." I still get teary-eyed when I think of that. But I'm picturing Gary Cooper doing it.
Right.
Gary and his wife is standing there crying and everything. Well, this is a wonderful event. And again, all the pool, everybody's already set up to play pool. Now, people can come, and they can... you have food and drink there?
Yes.
Okay, that's the best part. Food and drink. You can watch the pool tournament going on. Maybe pick up a few pointers. Maybe you'll like pool after seeing this. But the best part is you have 50-50 raffles. You have donations for ALS. Now, give us the date, the times, and exactly where it's going to be.
It is going to be Saturday, November 15th at Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. The doors open at 10 a.m., but the actual pool tournament starts at noon, and it'll be an all-day event. Anybody can stop by at any point and come check it out and have a good time.
And the best part is Saturday, it's going to be 60 degrees, so you don't have to go schlepping through snow and ice to get there in the cold. You can come in your spring, literally come in your spring jacket, 60 degrees, to come watch this. And Teresa Beth, thank you very much for letting our audience know about this. And it's something you do on a Saturday and help out people at the same time. We had the Kiwanis in just before you. And, boy, all the people helping people. And that's great in our society today where there are people just helping people. That's great. And Teresa Beth, thank you very much. I do appreciate you waking up early and talking to us on the radio. I know you don't feel comfortable on the radio. A lot of people don't. And I do appreciate you overcoming that and talking to me this morning.